And the whole world is like one ship. We are all on one ship.
Весь мир можно сравнить с кораблем. Мы все на одном корабле.
But somehow, for the Lord's reasoning only, he chose India, something like his capital city, for showing his pastimes, activities, etc.
Но каким-то образом Господь по одному ему известным причинам избрал именно Индию в качестве своеобразной столицы, где он прежде всего являет свои игры, деяния, воплощения.
At the time that we were in India with Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, a devotee asked him, how is it that we find that Ramachandra appeared in India, Krishna appeared in India, Nrsimhadev appeared in India, Vamanadev, I mean so many, the incarnations we see appearing in India.
Однажды, когда мы были, опять же, в Индии, в обществе нашего Гуру Махараджа, Шрила Сридхара Махараджа, а то один преданный спросил его, скажите, а как так получается, что все аватары Господа, Рамачандра явился в Индии, Кришна явился в Индии, Нрисимха явился в Индии, Вамана явился в Индии, все аватары Господа, похоже, являлись в Индии.
Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху appeared in India. Нитьянанда Прабху appeared in India.
И Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, и Нитьянанда Прабху, они также явились в Индии.
And the Vedas, Veda Vyas compiled the Veda in India, in the Himalayas, northern part.
И Веды, Веда Вьяс также составил Веды в Индии, в Гималаях, северная часть Индии.
Валмики wrote the Ramayana in India.
А Валмики написал в Индии Рамаяну.
So how is it that all these things happening in India?
Как так, что все это происходило только в Индии?
And Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he explained something like in a country, you've got a capital city where the main administration and attention takes place in the capital city.
И Шрила Гуру Махарадж, Шрила Читар Махарадж ответил таким образом. Это вроде того, что в каждой стране какой-то город выбирается в качестве столицы, и вся администрация, все главные события преимущественно происходят там.
And so similarly in the world, then the Lord has chosen like the capital city, the place where the main activity of his pastimes takes place. He's chosen that not just as a city, but as the country of India.
Подобным же образом Господь избрал своей столицей, в этом случае уже не город, а страну Индии в качестве подобной столицы, где он прежде всего являет себя.
But it is the external platform on which the lila is shown.
Но это лишь внешняя опора, антураж, в котором явлена лила.
But in this way, the wealth of India is the message of Bhagavan. Whether we are going to consider Krishna or Ramachandra, many of the Indians, they are very much, Ramachandra, he is our Lord. But whether Krishna, Ramachandra, Narasimha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this way the message of the Lord has been centered on India. And so many of us know that we go on pilgrimage to go to these places that the Lord showed his pastimes in order to remember them and in order to give honor to those pastimes and places. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, at his own Vyasa Puja day, the day when we are all coming to give praise to him on his appearance day, he addressed the assembly, which was 95% Indian, of course, we're in India, and maybe 5%, a few of us Westerners are there. A few means quite a few, maybe 100. But Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said to that assembly, addressing the Indians, we are there listening to him, and he addressed them saying, look and see all these Western people who are coming with much difficulty from all corners of the world to come to hear Mahaprabhu's message and Krishna's message. They are coming to give honor to these places which are so familiar to us where we are living. They're coming to give honor to these places and do parikrama of these places as pilgrimage. And Guru Maharaj said that Mahaprabhu's teaching is very close to us. The places of the pilgrimage and Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very close to us. We are living in the midst of all this. But we can get so much encouragement by seeing the enthusiasm of the Western people, with much difficulty, coming here and appreciating so much of Mahaprabhu's teaching and land. So India is India, it is a country, but the holy places, they are some special dispensation of the Lord, independent of the Indian country, but the stage of the Lord to show his Leela. And similarly, I can mention to you in the audience, because many of you live here locally. You've come from the area or from St. Petersburg city. You've come locally. Here, this temple is close to you. Lakhtar is very ordinary for you. But look what is in Lakhta, look what is here. This temple, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, repeatedly came here, even in poor health. He brought the beautiful deities here. And people from all over the world come to here, to Lakhta.
Посмотрите на то, какое чудо здесь, какое сокровище есть в Лахте, наш духовный
So here in Lakhta, we have that embassy, like the embassy man, the consular man. We have this kind of embassy of Krishna's land, of Krishna Radharani's land, of Mahaprabhu's land. Similar to how Nabadeep Dham is like an embassy for that plane. In this way, here we have the opportunity to render service to the deities, to chant the holy name with the Vaishnavas, to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Upanishads. Here we can learn very practical things just underneath us here. Cooking classes by the best cooks in the world. If you ladies learn how to cook here, your husbands won't even know you're not giving them meat. You will give them such good food to eat. But most of all here, you will have the opportunity to really make tangible progress on the journey to immortality. Immortality. Who else is going to offer you that? Immortality, the beautiful, the nourishing, the active, the joyful. This is the treasure of the Himalayas, the treasure of the conclusion of the Vedas, the treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Goswami Maharaj was mentioning just now. This is the wealth of India, if you want to say India as a country. The wealth of India is not in the rupee or the ruble or the dollar. One generation or one period of time, India will be very wealthy. Another time it will be very poor, another time it will be very wealthy. Just the same as Russia, just the same as every other country, going in the wave of wealth and poverty. We have seen poor India, and we've seen rich India, which it is now. It is wealthy. And we've also seen poor and rich other places. But the constancy of India, the wealth of India, lies independent of external wealth. It lies in the wealth of the treasure of eternal life.
Однако, постоянство Индии, то, что сохраняется в ней постоянно, всегда
Veda Vyas wrote down the scripture, he gave us the conclusion of everything he wrote, and he has given us the method to fulfill what he has described. When you see this altar here, this altar, it is depicting Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan with peacocks, mountains, streams, forest, simple, happy forest life. Vedavyas, after many volumes and many chapters of writing, he's come to this conception that the Lord of beauty, sweetness, charm, Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, is the topmost place, the topmost goal of eternity, beauty, joy, and satisfaction. And in that conclusion, Srimad Bhagavatam, the very last verse of the whole book is saying, take the holy name and achieve this goal in your life. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the left side of the altar, he started his presentation of the Veda, his practice of the Veda, from this point. Take the holy name and Vrindavan will become our tangible goal. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a brilliant scholar. As a teenager, he defeated all the professors and became a professor himself at a young age. And he, with all his scholarliness, he showed every way how the holy name is the medicine for this age, which is known as Kali Yuga. And he practiced it. It is not that he's analyzing all the books and making some philosophical conclusion and just then going off and doing anything and everything. With this conclusion, he lived that conclusion, chanting happily this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in this way, he traveled all over India, to South India, North India, West India, to so many places. Whoever met him, they came to understand by example and sometimes by their debating with him the value of this chanting of Hare Krishna. They would chant and get filled with love, and then whoever saw them, they would then come to chant and get filled with love. In this way, a grand wave, like tsunami, crossed India in that time. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Leela, he appeared not in Vrindavan, but in Navadeep. And Navadeep Dham is one of three principal pilgrimage places that we go to from all over the world. It's where Mahaprabhu appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and it's where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed freely the holy name of the Lord. And it is in that holy village, that holy place on the banks of the river Ganges, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj established Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, a beautiful temple. And this temple here in Lakhta is representing in mood, in feel, in the altar, in their activities, it is representing that temple established by Srila Sridhar Maharaj and developed by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. So the consular general visited today. He is representing India in general, the country of India. But within India, the most generous place of distribution of love of God and the holy name is Navadeep. So we can consider that Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj were the ambassadors for the actual wealth of India, the most valuable gem in India's whole place, we can say, Navadeep Dham. And here in Lakhta, you have one little piece of that Navadeep Dham here in St. Petersburg in Russia. So I am a guest here, but as a guest, I invite you all also to repeatedly come here, participate, hear, see what you can do, see how you can improve your life in connection with Navadeep, in connection with the deities and devotees. And that way, see how to do real relief work for everybody by taking away the cause of all disturbance, not just trying to cover over the symptom and cover over the mortality of this world. So I know you've been listening to talks all afternoon from various people. So now, after I have tried to emphasize some importance of Nabadeep, of Lakhta, of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, and the holy name, then I can ask you, do you have any questions for me? No. All right. Okay, then I'll ask you some questions. Who knows? Put up your hand if you know. Where were you 100 years ago? Put up your hand if you know. Nobody knows. You know. No, no. Individually, where were you 100 years ago? In another body? Okay. Okay. In India, then everybody knows the idea of samsara, changing bodies, that if the music was coming from above, then we can think a different thing. We can think the angels are saying something. No, but in India, basically everybody understands that when you die, you take another body, and that 100 years ago, we were in another body. The idea of birth, growing up, maintaining, dwindling, dying, and then again taking a new body, it seems to be very much, you don't have to explain what is samsara. Everybody knows. But the Bhagavad Gita, the gentleman was mentioning about Bhagavad Gita, the consul man. Everybody in India respects Bhagavad Gita. Basically, it is universally accepted by religious people, by non-religious people, by everybody. And remember, West Bengal, where I lived for so many years in India, it was communist and officially no religion. You know. But even those who are the governor of West Bengal, etc., no religion, but reading Bhagavad Gita. And that consular man said also that the Bhagavad Gita is the book of life.
Сказал,
It is very clearly, and you can recognize from your heart when you read Bhagavad Gita. It is basically telling you what is life, what is your life. And Bhagavad Gita early on is telling, just as we have new clothes, the clothes get worn out, then we have to put on new clothes. We can't wear them anymore. Similarly, the soul, you, the person, the living person, is changing body. The body is new, then it gets worn out, we change the body. And the Bhagavad Gita tells many things which are clear when we start to think about it. Abrahma bhuvanam lokaha. From Lord Brahma's planet, just you know there's not only planet Earth. We know there are billions of stars and so many things. From the highest planets, which are very heavenly and glorious, from the highest planets down to the lowest planets, where there is so much struggling and suffering and everything, all are places where everything is going to be subject to death. Even the sun will run out of petrol, or whatever it runs out of. So we're in the plane of death, and if we are changing, not if we are changing, it's telling you clearly, we are changing our bodies. So when dying, the heart cannot work anymore, so the body is like the engine of the motor car, is not running anymore. Something stops working, so you cannot use your car. Something stops working, you cannot use your body. When you leave your body, where do you go? Then, according to karma, activity, and according to the mentality that we have evolved, then as the fragrance of a flower is carried in the wind, our life will go in due course to another body suitable for that. But in the ancient, in the Vedic scripture and in the cultured time, the ancient time, it is understood that when you have good fortune, then your karma and your mentality has brought you to a human body. When you have this human body, it is the opportunity to learn how not to continue going in body after body, because you have a human body with developed intelligence, with much capacity for discrimination. And the real thing to learn with our intelligence and capacity to learn is exactly this question, exactly this fact. How to break the wheel, it's called a wheel of samsara. How to break the wheel. And for us now in this top body, we are not dog, fish, vegetable, tree or something. We are now at the top of the wheel. Now how to go back out from here, how to leave from here. This is the real purpose of our human body and our good fortune if we get that advice. So now we know there is somewhere worthwhile to go, Vrindavan, Radhar and Krishna. We know we need to chant Hare Krishna and have affection, render service to the devotees. And we know we don't want to earn lots of bad karma. We want to get some good karma. And better still, we want to get out of any karma. We want to get bhakti yoga. We want to use our energy for the Lord. And in this way, in 100 years' time, we hope we won't have to be talking, saying, okay, now you're in a human body again, where were you 100 years ago? We want to make this life successful. Yes, please. I am happy that you ask a question. We understand from our teachers, because we have asked, and it will vary according to the particular person and activities, how soon they will get another physical body. It may be instant, it may be very short, or it may be more extended time. Долгий промежуток. But time is also a strange thing. Because we are all here, everybody in this room, we are all grown up. We are all adults, mature persons. Well, a child just walked in. But but it also just seems almost like an instant since we were 20 years old. So time can contract and expand. Because ourselves, we are always youthful. It's only our body, our vehicle, becoming like the old Lada vehicle. But before we are thinking we have Porsche or Mercedes-Benz. But our body is getting older, but the driver is still the same. But what really struck me, what changed my life, really, was seeing that the Veda Vyas, have given us really a map of where we are, where we can go, and how to make that journey. And that there are many who have gone that journey before us, and they have left some record for our assistance. And for us who had the fortune to meet Srila Sridhar Maharaj and meet Srila Govinda Maharaj, then when we are able to meet with somebody who is familiar with this route, then it brings almost, you can say, the unbelievable or the impossible, it brings it to the reality that really this is the attainable goal for human life. We are all humans here. And not only that, that is what human life is for. Eating, sleeping, having family, defending, this is in common, not only with all the humans everywhere, but with the dogs, with the birds, with the fishes, with the animals, the elephants. They're all eating, they're all sleeping, they're all having family. They're all defending.
Еда, сон, семья, защита. Это объединяет нас с миром животных, с миром насекомых, с миром птиц. Ведь все они точно так же, как и мы, едят, спят, у них есть семьи, они защищаются.
And human life is not just for us to try to do it better by exploiting others to do it better. Rather, our life is to understand how to solve the problem of having to be selfish in this world unsuccessfully, anyhow. However selfish and successful you are to get more than others, You get 10 motor cars, 10 houses, you own the biggest ship, whatever you want to say. You will lose it within the next 100 years. It is futile. So our ambassadors, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj, our ambassadors for that real wealth of India given by Mahaprabhu in Nabadeep is that by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a gentle heart, this is waking up, this is opening up our last journey. It means to leave from this world to go to Krishna and Radharani's land of Vrindavan. It is a big promise, but it is a reality. And if you don't believe me, pick up a book called Bhagavad Gita. Pick up a book called Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful. Pick up a book, The Golden Volcano of Divine Love. And read every page, page by page, from beginning to end. Read any one of those books three times before you read the next book and think about it. And anybody, we even without reading, if you just have some faith that really Veda Vyas, the greatest thinkers and scholars and yogis, they all conclude the Maha Mantra is extremely good for you. So if you even have a little faith that yes, it must be good for me, then everybody please can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's freely available for everybody. It is magical for you. Yes. Okay, what is birth and death? You see the animals, when they die, generally they're going up from the lower species to the higher species of animal. Generally, this is the root. And when you come to the highest species of animal, it is human. And if we miss this opportunity to get out from that wheel of samsara, then if only we develop animal mentality and our karma from behind is coming to waiting to catch us, then we go down again. Because we are exploiting, we must go down to be exploited. This is the big danger and why it is so important to make our life properly adjusted now. Yes. Da, you have minus 2 minutes according to this clock. Because quick question, because they're going to open the curtain.